Joyce Karam is also struck by Trump's treatment of the media. Karam is from Lebanon and a longtime Washington correspondent. She writes for The National, a newspaper based in Abu Dhabi in the Persian Gulf.
The same language that's used by President Trump, fake news, enemy of the people, is being repeated now in the region by apologists to authoritarian regimes. And I mean, is this the standard now that when the U.S. president attacks the New York Times or CNN as fake news, that Egypt or other governments or Turkey will follow through and use the same words? That's very dangerous.
Well, here's Jim Acosta of CNN trying to ask some hard questions of President Trump yesterday, which resulted in his White House press credentials being revoked.
That you may have.
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
Joyce Karam, you've had your press credentials revoked yourself. That wasn't in Washington, though.
Well, Marco, in 2007, I was in Washington, D.C., and I broke a story about Syrian officials from the Assad government visiting D.C., and they met with the pro-Israel lobby in Washington. My editors led with the news as a front-page headline. I was at that same in that same month planning a trip to Syria, to Damascus. Right after that story, my editor called and said, I am being advised not to go. And I asked him if this was relayed to him by the Syrian regime. And he said, yes. And I was forced to cancel that trip. So these kind of things, these kind of punitive measures, I'm used to seeing in the Middle East.
Yeah.
But it's again, just surreal to see this language. This personal attacks from the White House. So it's the questions that Jim was raising. I mean, they're just questions. Why not just answer the questions? This hostile environment. It's just shocking.
As a foreign correspondent based in Washington, how have you been characterizing in your language, relating back for the National, your paper, all that is going on in U.S. politics?
Well, you know, the midterms were a big story for us, the election of two Muslim candidates to immigrants. That's, I think, that was thematically that message coming from the midterms was a big story for us because it stands against all what we've just discussed, that, you know, the hostility to immigrants, to the media, to refugees is being countered on a large scale in the ballot box. And so that's how we try. But some stories, you know, to be honest, is sometimes I just look twice at my notes and am I covering the Middle East or am I covering, you know, the United States? Mm. Like the Washington Post story on militias heading to the borders, American militias to counter the caravan. This is just, you know, shell shocking. Is militias going to the U.S. border,
the military, Trump sending the military down to the border.
No, it was actually militias. It was people armed that were going, not the U.S. military. So, again, this is not what I foresaw. Perhaps kind of headlines covering the United States, but this is where we are.
Joyce Karam, Washington correspondent for the Abu Dhabi-based newspaper, The National. Good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.